mei, wenn ein Mensch hat, wenn man ihr Hakot ist, das ist ein Mikve, die schaßt diese Robin, die Hakel, immer will ich teilen, die ihr Riedes Hageschen in einer Biode, wo Chilu Nismal und Schalei Biodam, wenn ich ihr Schachoyach und Meniach, wo in Echliko, Elo, yes?
Wouldn't that be so, so what the Rambam says in the Yarach HaZaka?
That what?
Because Rambam says in Yarach HaZaka, Meniach Kelim Tach Tzatzin, or Tamid B'choleis B'chol Zman, which is Mashem Ben Kishrovim,
Ben Pidon, yes.
Ben Pidon, but in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, that if he if it's the pizer of him ben shocheach ben meniach, so it doesn't become shoch.
That's meniach, not shocheach. But for the Rambam paskens, there is a difference between meniach and shocheach.
No, but the Rambam mentions meniach also in the Pirush Mishnayos. He says. In the Pirush Mishnayos, he says Meniach v'Shocheach. By both of them.
No, not in Kafas Pirush Mishnayos. Not in Kafas Pirush Mishnayos. Avra Meniach v'Chotzer for Biel v'Talmud. V'Omru Nichum v'Shas Kishorovim v'Hak Alil v'Alil Tmei. Kleima Ben Shecheach Ben Meniach. Hak Al Peisar Samiche v'Shas Kishorovim v'Shas Pizorovim v'Hak Alil v'Alil Tmei. Alil v'Alil Tmei.
Ben
Meniach,
so by Shocheach and Meniach, if he leaves it out, let's say the Pizarovim.
Because Bishas Pizarovim is also considered Shocheach. Because it's not a question whether objectively he forgets or he's delivered. How does it appear to the observer?
Right.
So Bishas Pizarovim, it's always according to Bisila. It's always Shecheach.
Because it doesn't appear when he
that's
leaves
right,
out
that's right, that's
this
right.
Kavanah is to
so the Mele is and we still say Luigozro Shecheach Hot Meniach. Even though Bimtzias objectively, it is Meniach, is delivered, but it doesn't look that way.
But the Rambam says in the Yad Chazaka, HaMeniach Kelim Tach Tzatzin and Chosu B'chol Zman. By Tachas Atzinor, so we say that...
Because it Tachas Atzinor, so the observer will say that he did deliver it.
The Gemara is talking about Tachas Atzinor.
In the Rambam, no? So the Rambam says...
The Rambam is mentioned in the Pirush Mishnayos.
One second.
What's the difference when you read the Rambam in the Yad? It's not between Chatzar and Tzinor, right? The Rambam, that's what he's spoken about it. Menech v'Chatzar.
He's talking about the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Meniach Tachas Atzinor.
When the Rambam says Chotzer, he means not Tachas Atzinor.
Not Tachas Atzinor. Chotzer.
He's
called you. No Tzinor.
He's mentioning the Gemara, and the Gemara is talking about Tachas Atzinor, isn't it? He doesn't mention.
Does he
mention that?
What? The Rambam says, "V'chein amniach es hakelim v'chotzer b'shas kisha ovim nismal amayim shebem psulim shebem psulim shalidayt nismal v'chein gozra ashechia v'chotzer b'shas kisha ovim mishum niach because it's gozru shechiach v'chotzer mishum niach hinicham v'chotzer b'shas kisha ovim. Ubovim nismalu aril kshelim, kmoi shemenichon perishagag lenagvon, v'cheini menichon v'ispishorovim, v'nispazru, v'chozru v'niskashru, v'nismalu aril kshelim. V'im shovron, oi kofan amayim anikvim en kshelim.
There's an afterminute between Tachas Atzinor and Chazor.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's that, right?
Yeah.
You're resting from the first page on Rambam.
Aber Nichon Bechotzer, for Bio Bitalmid Vomu, he Nichon Bishas Kishorovim, the Hakel Eil Vail Tmein, Kleim Ben Shechia Ben Meniach, Hakufis Lassam Mikve, Bishas Pizorovim, the Hakel Eil Vail Tmein, Kiyaridis Hageshem in Yerub Yode, Uchil Nismalu Shalei Bidi Yodom, Ben Shoy Shechia Chaminiach. Why? Because the observer will see that Bishas Pizorovim, he'll say, It wasn't lidaite, it wasn't deliberate. Uchol smalu shalei b'riyodom, v'in shayu shachiyach ha-meniach, v'nechliko l'shinichom nishaskishu rovim, v'nispazu v'chozo v'niskashu, dimar sova botlo machshavte, Wutane kame uficha chimia, shakameim shutoya, umasaboli botomachafte, vura basi, uficha chimia, adaimachlik, mkinimedes, bisil mitalm shakeach, bishamai, gozro shakeach otmeniach, kidina hotza bishaskish ovin, kidina tsine atomic, kikishayim shatsine a muzek, barokas a mine tomic kahovin bishaskishuron, muzokin lohori bihotza. So, וזה שאומרנו שמיים עלו לו פריסלן סמיקווה, אין עניוני שנקביע יסעתי ביודי וריקי במיקווה שפריסל. כי אם מחלקת בכך, ואם צורכים על שמיים שובים. But that is not exact. So it couldn't be counted in the יצחס דובו. אלא הדבורים אמורים עם נעשה איסון, כי מניח קילים וריש הגג לנגמון, ונשמר לו אליו, ואם ישבר אז הכילים עלו לו יקוף מלפיין ונזקף תמיין ביר האם יהיו כמיקר כושר עליו המסכון איפה ידין זה לדעז בשמי כאילו אתה נקמי וכפי שנסבור יו בתלמוד שיחד השכיח ויחד המניח בין מחוצר בין תחלצין החקר פייסל סמיקווה חוץ ממניע בחוצר בשספי זה רובים בשספי של רובים ונספז בחוצר נזקת שרו שנקריסל והלוכה כי בשמי כפי המסכונה הזו, לפי שמכלול שמיני עושה דובו, שגוזרו כמו שהזכרנו בשבס. Now let's see the Bir Ador. On Os Ein Hei. Haminiach lo shnatu. Usvir lei doche kama. Ushaski shorovim zeh maniach. Ushaski zeh nikre shachiach. Af li shokhon kar. Upligeh bishen iskashko. Vahakel kishlo yishokhon. Vidochu. Avarashet pirishom hakel bishishokhon. Vishita acheres lerambam. ואין שום פירושי, הוא פוסק כרב מאה, אבל עתור פוסק כרב ביז, וכמו שכוסף כמה שכונות, כרב מאה ורב ביז הלוכה כרב ביז, ותאימי של הרמב״ם הוא, ותאימי של הרמב״ם בסוגי די גמור שום כרב מאה, די כמה וידוך, ואמרים עם שום יזיין, אי הוכל רב מאה, so then it's totally two so you have 19 so the more you tell it take from the kaling so is counted as one vinyl the azal is the side fine tea is from the dalit el not at mashkin or achin chosh bukit tarte av rameh disfirle dafur itame echlin in rabono in king chode chosh bu verabi isil itame de oma al itame echlin reise כמו שכוסף שום, והרמבה מוזלו אישי תוסה, שפוסה גם שום כרמביה, דסתם מסניסן, בפרק דלו יתרס כבוסה, אלא של רמבה מליסיר להודי תסנאו, כמו שכוסף בפרק חס הלוח יוד, ולאו אוכל דבורוב שם תמוי מעיד, כמו שכוסף הרי ותסנס. So the Bir Agro says that the Rambam's pshat is difficult, but he seems to explain the Rambam shite, the same way as Rav Avraham Bnei Shel Ram. In other words, so what's the Pshat Rambam? He paskens like Rav Meir. And even though Rav Meir and Rav Yisi are halachic Rav Yisi, but here it's only Rav Meir and halachic Rav Yisi mechaverei, loy mechaverov. And here we have Rav Tarfon, and we have Rav Meir, and we have the Tanakame, a third Tanak. So it's a machlekes between the Tanakame, Rav Tarfon, and Rav Meir on one hand, and Rav Yisi on the other hand. So mele it's haloche, ki Rav Yisi mechaverei, veloy mechaverov. That's what the Shittas Rambam. Ay. I think that we could cover all the sifim on Sunday up to Sif Samachalf. But then we'll have to go over certain Mishnayos in Perik Ches and even the rest Perik of Mikvois.
That it's not show. Even tachas atzinur,
yeah,
would not be show. So that would be cholik on the Rambam.
That's right.
Because the Rambam holds that.
That's good. Because that would be according to Rashi sheet and taste. That's what the Be'agor says. The Be'agor says that the Torah is cholik on the Rambam. And we said the Divrei Rambam Shmuel, but it seems that the Gor agrees with the pshat of Rav Avraham Neshel Rambam. Friday, try to go over basically the similar challenge, starting with Sifnu. Mikve shel mikshamu, shel mifchat echot mikshalot, if you have a mikve of mikshamu, this has been so. But the psalm on top, I say, this is the case. So there is a break, or there is a crack in the middle of the wall, and then it starts leaking out. So at this moment, there is memso not only at the bottom of the mikveh, but even on the top. But since there is a nekev in the keser, or there is a break in the top of the wall, so that it keeps on leaking out gradually, so some melee in due course on top, all the water will leak out, but the water beneath the nekev will still remain. And the question is, in the case where the water beneath the nekev will always have memso, and the water on top of the nekev in due course will not have memso, in due course, let's say number of days, number of weeks. The question is, can it come in behavior right now while there is still memso on top? So that's a machlekes Hashem. And the mechaber paskens like the Rishonim that is muta. As long as there is still memso on top, so it's muta to believe. However, the Ramo is mach. Now let's see. Sifnun test. No, Sifnun. Mikve shall make some shenifrat echot mikzolov. And it starts leaking out. This is the most common problem in mikvois, you know. There is a leakage. But of course, the leakage is very, very little. But okay. Question is, can it be used that mikveh before the leakage is stopped? She mikveh shom mikshom, she mifrat zehot mikshalom, v'amayim yeitzim derech haserik. Im yishua rupay memso acha she yeitzu ksoson shal haserik. If we are sure that even after all the water on top, above the serik, above the neck, will leak out, they'll still remain memso at the bottom, is kosher. But we love, but suppose the nekev is low in the mechitze, so when in due course it will have leaked out, there'll be less than memso left in the mikveh, is possible. Mishum dahavri zeichel. In other words, if it's not mikshamim, eats in mikveh mayon, so then there is no problem, because mayon is mitayah b'kodesh. But if it's a mikveh of mitzvah, so it's not mitayah b'kodesh. It's mitayah only when psor, and it's not mitayah b'zeh. It's mitayah only b'shbira, and here it is echlin because it keeps on leaking out. So the question and where the tomei is stable on top. So and the top, the water on the top, is osit, is destined to come out. So then, and if after it comes out, so then there will be less than memso left. The machava paskus is possible because kolaime it leaves nischal miyamikve. I mean, it's my own, I couldn't get expression. Some mele is considered zochu, and it's a mikveh, so it's not entire bezeh. Then the Rambo says, V'yeish machmiri nafilu im yisharu, memso atasek. So the Samu passed. Even though after all the water will leak out from the Sedek, they'll still remain at the bottom. Memso. But he only gave it, he doesn't ask it. Yesh lochesh lechatchil listim asedek. Tuo b'shem yishimrim v'rash u'b'syosib b'shem amorach. So. Now then it says, keep on coming out, but that's the Derech HaTeva. They break the waves and then they come back. So it's not considered zero. Now, so let's see. Now let's finish. Let's see. Vimbo listei masedek kiri shiishar beimemso lo yistei meisei biyodei v'loi b'chol doram kabutum, because there is a prerequisite of aviyosel vital. V'yeish mi shemater listein b'chol dovo shemikavu atum. What does it mean? Yeish mi shemater listein b'chol dovo shemikavu atum, because even though he uses his hands in channeling the water that they should come into the mikveh al gabi ole shal zayis and so on, or upon a log of wood, so his hands only prevent that the amineya, they don't affect the running of the water, but they just prevent the running of the water, they prevent the blockage. So really it's not a real time. Now let's see. That's halacha number one in this Mishnah. Then halacha number two, heid rebsodik al hazeichlin sharobo anitvim shim shir. That's halacha number two. Now, halacha number three involves a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi. The neitvim shosod zeichlin. Seimech afil makil afil kone. After Zoviz over here, the table, the rebuke that they say, we are called over from Kabul to me, Master. Now let's see a rush. So we have to remember there are three halachas. The first halacha is Hazeichon Kimayon Vanetvin Kimitra. What does Zeichon mean? Hazeichon Kinoish in Zeichon Kimayon Litaya Bechol Shu Vishil. So the Rashi explains Hazeichon is reference to know to a Mayon. So that's Mitaya Bezeichon is Mitaya Bechol Shu. An eighth thing has reference to Mitchami, so it requires Memso, and it requires a spear. An eighth thing again, Mitchami, can Mitchve, Hein, retire by spear and daft, Ula Hatzri Harpo Imso. Fine time with avoid the Shmuel to Mamisha, the obviously mountain, he quays the Yemenis. So he didn't want them to use the Norris because if there was a rain season, so there might be Robinate Malazechlin, and in the river, even though it's Robinate Malazechlin, they still keep on flowing, so it's Echlin. Some male, it has in a mikveh, since the roof consists of Nathan, the male is not the Tayab Echlin. So that's why he had to construct mikvoyes for his daughters that he should not be tevel, because they couldn't be tevel in the north. They obviously wanted mikvoyes in this. Shemo yirbo neitvin lazech, deina neitvin mitarin beashon. So that's halacha number two. Now, halacha number three, the Neitvin Shoshan Zechoim, Seimech Afu Maka, Afu Kone, Afu Zobi Zobi Yere, the Tevel, the Rebude, Rebbe Yisimir, Kodobo, Shuvu, Mikabu, Tume, Emasrim. Oh, so Neitvin Shoshan Zechoim, Meik Shomim, he made it into Zechoim, Kleima Bishilim. He didn't add any water, but he made it zech before it was in the mikveh still, but now it started to flow. So is going to be called a hoyer v'neitvin mu'oti v'yistach lashminon. So, what's the Chiddush? So, according to this Rash, it has reference not only to the case that Nathan Shos Zechlin, or he started to dig, so merely started to be Zeche. No, but even if he don't, a Mayim Shuvim, but we learned in the first parak, Mishne Zayin, that Mayim Rotim Shuvim is mafkia the din show. So here too, kalema bizeichin hulbenetvin morti v'istachlash minafu mokin. So what's the chiddush? After all, hold izeichin. So of course it is muta to be tevil. Can there be some daitoch that if a person from a cup pours in, let's say, a few drops of water from the cup, that it cannot be used? So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even in a case without the additional Neitvin, so there won't be enough water to cover the body of the person or the object, the Kelim. And the reason as to why there is enough water in the Kemat Tefillah to cover the Kelim or to cover the body, the goof of the person, is because the additional nature. So then I could say no. So that's the Chiddush by Rav Sadik. She claima is still a whole of an 18 year old. V'yistrich lashinyon afu b'mokim she'im ki deitvile b'zichu Elohim ki neitvim mashlim lohen Diluitenor, Michael Mashmore, Pshite, Dean Kane, Yisru Kohanois, Afil Leman Dovan Arabi Kifemam, Neitvin Shos, Zechlin, Kigenikve Shemifrats. And it's now the third Talach that Rashi is discussing. Neitvin Shos, Zechlin, so according to Rabbi Yude, he can stop the schilling by the use of Imakel or by the use of the Zav and the Zov's hand. And according to Rabbi Yose, he cannot stop the schilling by using Imakel and the Zov and the Zov, because there is a requirement of having Yosin on the Tal. Zaitvin. Neitvin Shosezechlin, Ki Mikve Shekoras al Svose, Umeimo Vyesin Vizechlin, Seimech Afil Makel Uikon, Ui Zav Ui Zove Seimchen Biyad Ui Berega, Viseisnin, and they block the Shrilek, Viseisnin Mikein Yisiyas Amayim, Vein Vimokin Echot, as a result of the use of the makil and the hand of the zav and the zove, so it becomes a beshber, so it's all right. According to Rabbi Yude, v'nasin eshberen v'yir et atome v'teil, Rabbi Yude says, no, since it's become tume, so you cannot use something that is capable, I mean something that is done to block the skill. Kodola Ram Kabul to me, I feel the toy. Not only Zav Zav cannot block the skill, but even Odom Toya, since he is capable of being Kabul to me, so Mele, he cannot be used in blocking the skill. I feel the toy. Keeping the capital to me. They must kill me. Kleima. Ein mamid me came to the Muslim. The time of the Rabiesi, Kiditnan, the Misachaspore, Perikvo, Mishnidalet, Nosa Yode Yoragle, with all the Yorokis, Gishmai, Hobbies, is Psuli. The Dovaham capital to me. Is pacing. There it's not Lagabi Mikvois, there it's Lagabi. It's Lagabi Mechatus. So there the objective is just the opposite of the objective here. So there the Aloch is that if is no Sanyode Yoragle in order to allow the water to come into the Kele, so Mimele. That means that the Kele that was Nisave, so was the medium for which the Kele was filled up with Maim Chayim. So Mele is possible. For a time, if a Shemi is walking, Domako, Mikve Maim Yetoy, have Yosna Vita. So there's the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yose, whether something or someone who is mikabel tume can be used in the making of the mitzvah. So let's look. So there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yose. According to Rabbi Yose, yes. According to Rabbi Yose, no. The Mishnah in Perek Vov of Pora doesn't mention a machlekes. So maybe so there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the Mishnah in Perek Vov the Pora also represents the view of Rabbi Yud, or well, the view of Rabbi Yis. But according to Rabbi Yud, there is no requirement of Avios and Alditar either in Mikveh or in Mechatz. Or there is another alternative that even Rabbi Yehuda, who is chelik and Rabbi is here, but on the Mishnah in Perek Vov, the Pora will not be chelik. This is why he says He's not sure the Rashi. Umir Yitoch, the Afilu Reb Yude, the Polikoch, Meide Oso, the Hoche, Hamikve, Oso Visholem. In other words, here there is a machlekes between Reb Yude and Reb Yisi, and Reb Yisi is Meikel, because we have a mikve, except there is a chisson, there is a defect, because it starts to leak out. So it's all right, you know, to stop, to prevent the making of the mikveh for something that is doubtful. Now, let's see the Rosh. Anyway, the important thing is that the Mishneh mentions three halachas. One halacha is Hazechim Kimayon Vanitvim Kimikv. Second halacha is Hazechim Hazechim Shabu Anitvim Shinkir. The third halacha, Nitvim Shos Hazechim, whether if Izav and Izovim, or even an Odom Toya, who is capable to Mikavotum, can prevent the leakage. 3 halachas. Now let's see the Rosh. The first halach, Hazeichlin Hanin Oris. There's the Rash Pshat. Haneitvin, hei mikshom. Harein ki mikve, litaya beshbeo. Ulhatzrich, memso. Vahane taime, da avuye di shmuya. Mamish, that's the Rash Pshat. Bifirik, bameisho, diovitli, banti, mikvoye, di menisim, shall hear for a native funeral as a Venomitari. There are three. So now the second alarm. Hate. Why? What do you mean? What's the chiddush? After all, how could I have this alkadaitok? That if a person would just pour a cup of water into a river, that you couldn't be taken in the river. So the Rash says, and the Rosh mentions the pshat in the Rash. Means even though before he dropped Neitvim to the mikveh, so there wasn't enough water in the mikveh to cover the goof of the person or the kele, still seems it's more zeichlin, so it's kosher. Shehim kshirim l'kaya distile. V'yistrich l'ashminon. Afilu binokim shemitfile bezechal Elohim ke neitim mashlimim lohe dilitim oche. If you are going to assume that the hate of Shadik is reference to the case, even when without the additional without the additional neitim there was enough to cover the goof for the kele, so what kind of chiddush is it? They tell me, oh, Michael Mashmalam Pshite, Din Kei, if you're not going to say like a tzarek, Yithlu Kola Nois, after all, people dropping, pouring water, you know, from the kele into the Noor constantly, so it should be possible. So how can it be taken in Nois? Dim came Yitzhu Kolanoitz, afilu imandoma, maybe we cannot be taking knowledge. Well, there's the machleke between Rav and Shmuel. But Shmuel says, Nare mikifim mifrach. But he cannot deny that even though Nare mikifim mifrach, it called tefach, she'ele milmalo, she'ered milmalo, so, v'chayim yerdim natin limato, but there is a newt of water, not mayon, but neitvi. So how could you take a few mandoma? Nare mikifen nivrach, pirish unkere unisale, sela. Whenever it's written the Torah sela, so the Talmud says mitagmino kif pirish loy mi boyeli mandoma. Nare mikshome nivrach, davipostle. Mishum dloimim shach tomit domafik sof. But we have to say the chapsodik, he goes according to the shite that nare mikifen nivrach. So that's why if the zeichlin is the rov, it's still kashen. Al afil mandoma nare mikifen nivrach kenirav. That's the first pshat. Then the Rosh says, Oy shemoli daikistrach, dafke robo, avaloi robo loi, viamrino, kame kame bot, hoyel, hoyel, vidak bikach. In other words, so the second lotion in the Rosh is that the Heid Rapsodic can apply even can accord even with the Mandoma who says that he know has more Bimeis Hakshomim in the rain season, so has more Neitvin than Zeichel. Why? So the question is, why does he say Rapsodic only if the Zeichel is over a Neitvin? Otherwise not, because even though the Nisakshomi in Tzias, so the Neitvin are more than the Zeichlin, because it keeps on raining without a stop, but there is a loche of Kamekamegot, that's a sugye in prayers. Kamekamegot, in other words, it doesn't rain at once, it keeps on raining. So let's say at first, so one saw of water falls in, then another saw. Then in the end, so there is more mikshomim than zeichel. But we, by applying the principle of kame kame bottle, and that principle is mentioned in Avodah Zarah. In other words, the Mishnah. Yai nesach osea veisa becholshu. That's the Aloch. I mean that as reference not to the Stam Yenom of today. Stam Yenom of today, since the Goyim are not darkom in Aseir, so it doesn't asa becholshu. It's part of the Shishi. But the Stam Yenom Bisman Chazal, when it was darker in us, so then it wasn't brought to Bishishi. So the Mishnah says, Ainesach Osea Ve'eser Becholshu. Ki Osea Avdim Omar Ve'echene. Ha Amare Yainesech Mechovies Libeir Afil Koayim Kulin. So then, after all the Yainesech from Mechovies dropped into the Beir, so then there is Rov of Yainesech. So he say, no, it's Muta. Why? Because Rishin, Rishin, but Rishin, Rishin, but. So he mentions this. The Rosh in the second Rosh. Oy shuli di dai case dafkelo avloy roboloy. Why? Because if it's obu at the end, so then we apply the aloche of Chesavnia. Chesavnia, that's the reason as to why Rav Dime, Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, Hamar Yainesach Mechofis Lebeir Afil Kulayim, Kulay, Rishon Rishon Botel. Rishon Rishon Botel, but now we have more of the Yainesach than the non-Yainesach. So why do we say Rishon Rishon Botel? Because we say Chesavnia. So here too, avoloi rabu loy. The amgunim kame bottle mimele. So it some mele the zeichlin loses its identity and it's isa nefach leheta. There's the din of beetle. Some mele the zeichlin that was dropped. That was dumped, I mean the Mikshom, that dropped into the Noor, also becomes like Meinor, like Meimayo. Why do we say, Kame Kame Botel Hoil Vidargum Bikach? So that's the important thing. If it's a Derech, but if it's not a Derech, then we don't say, Kame Kame Botel. Now, this is. Now, this is the second aloha in the Mishnah. Now, the third aloha that is mentioned in the Mishnah is the Neitvim Shorosom Zeichu, Sinech Afir Makel Afir Kone Afir Zobi Zobi Yer, the Tevo de Ragude, Rabbi Yisayime, Kodoshim Karutun Masrin. Neitvim Shorosom Zeichu, Kigei Mikve Shenifcha Salsfos, where there was a break on the top of the keser, or there is a break in nekev in the middle of the keser, doesn't make any difference. Mikveh shenifchas al tzvosi, umeim of yeitzin v'zeichel, and starts to leak out. Also, loy litvobe. So, if he doesn't stop the spill, so don't even review the is made that you can admit it, because it's a mikvah mikshomim, so it has come with high only beren, and now it keeps on leaking out. It's there. Also, loy litvobe, kibum shemei mikveh minar veyischilu lotzis, harei uteivel bemikveh zeicher. But then the question arises, suppose the sede is high on top of the wall, or it's nifratz, or mamish, the sede, the crack is in the top of the wall itself. So even after all the water, above the neck, above the break, above the crack, will have leaked out, there will be no more to Memso left beneath the Nekev. So why shouldn't he be Teveil right now on top? After all, there will always be Memso in the Mikveh left. That's the Kash. Also little bit. Kim Shemeya Mikveh Ninaru v'yiskilu lotzeis harayu teidel b'mikveh post zeiche v'afilu yishoyer b'mikveh memso achar sheyeitzu azeichu after all the leakage, so there'll still be left name, so it's still possible. We call Mokim Hashte Miu Tevil Gam Mimayim Alayim Shem Zechal, because when a person is stable in a niche, let's say in one spot, and in that one spot there is enough water to cover his goof or to cover the keli. So then it means that he's not only stable in that spot, he's stable in the whole mikveh, it's one mikveh. So he had to, the top and the bottom should be considered like one mikveh. So why do we say that Neitvim Shosho Zeichli, so as long as he didn't stop the schile for a makel and for the yad or the regel of the zav and the zovin, so he cannot be tevil. Why can't he be tevil after all? Why is it different than the person who is tevil in one spot of the mikveh, and as long as there is enough water to cover his goof or to cover the kele, even though there is no memsor in that particular spot? So it's a good filler too. So here too, while it's still zeichel, but when it's stable on top, so it's al-Bedin, it's considered that not only the water on top covers his goof, but the water at the bottom also covers his goof. And that will remain with memsor and mortar memsor. Okay, hashte new table. So the answer is, the reason as to why that filler is no good, because at this moment he's table in all the water of the mikveh, the bottom water, the top water, and the nele and the top water is echelon, and it's a mikveh, it's not a mayon, so a mikveh is not the type of echelon. Bafilu Yishoye, the mikveh memso, achash yisach, azich, the komosh, hashte, miu, hotele, gam, ayin, olyin, shem zechal. So that's the first pshat in the Rosh, and that's the Rash pshat. But the Rosh says, "Ve'anochei yeser liforish demayre dei mikveh memsor." Whereas according to the first pshat, so the Mishnah is referenced to the case. The Mishnah that says neitvim shosho zeichli before he's saying echemakol or ekon, so he cannot be teivel imali v'rav yudei. So has reference to the case where even after, in a case where at the end there'll still be memsor and more left. Now he says no. If in the end, in the case where in the end there'll be memsor more left, then it can be tevil. True that the main mikveh on top is destined to come out, it's echel, and kolayim. After all the water on top, above the nekev and the tzedek will come out, so there won't be memsor left. But if the memsor will be left in the end, then it can be taken. But not easily follows the mayra day with memsor in loishi yiste im haschile. Hash niche, the pesil rabiesi, mishum di shio hacham mikve, nasel yidavaram kaputume. Avol in Yishoya b'mikveh memsor, after all the water from top will leak out, then he says, elo l'harbeis, in other words, just to prevent a certain number of soh over and above the number of soh from coming out. So the purpose is only al harbis mai loy mikra viyosei al di tumet ulach perushei in shoya b'mikve aboim soh mikul al mimut al litulbe af kishu zeichel m'maylo kibdiika al mikve in zeichel for the plige. What is there a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi? El b'mikve shol yishoya b'mimso. If the nekef is relatively low in the case.
Nekef is what?
Relatively low in the case. Low at the bottom of the case.
Oh, so it gets everything out.
When it everything will leak out, so there'll be less than them so left at the bottom. We plige elo b'mokim shall we show you b'mimso. Achashiyitzu azichli. The Rabbi Yisi sova dorashim kabutume in zeichon be kleima. So even though the expression is in zeichon be, what it really means the opposite. Kleima imamidin beyaschile. Kiven distimezu giremes achshere shal mikve vitome kiditnam before it wove the paw. It says here. Perchut, but it's to say fast, perchov the power, no san yode, ragle, oi ole yerokeis, kidishi avu, mayim chovies, there the objective is just the reverse, the gabi mechatos, is psuli. In four steine, if you're like this, this vochi, the omakom mikve mayim yetoyer have yosal ditarete. For the beauty of our sheyochel listener becomes a remake. For a few in killing it moy, for the zav zove, same thing, the yadi beregel, the akiv amaskile, the efshia, the rabbi made by ye, Mr. Spore. In other words, here is Rabbi Yis, is Chilik, and Rabbi Yis. But in Sarasfor is the he's made it. The Shanehoch, why is Rabbi Yude Chilik here and Rabbi Yis Shamikve Kosher? And he has a mikve kosher, but through the Dovah Amikabel Tume, he stops the Chilik. Al ידי דבר המקבל תומה הוא מנע שלא יפסה ולישנה דיני תפין שעושה זכרי. So that's the second pshat. Still the Rosh doesn't like the second pshat either, because that's not the plain meaning of ידי תפין שעושה זכרי ולישנה דיני תפין שעושה זכרי לא משתמע כפר הזה כאילו עושה זכרי. Even according to the second shot, he didn't make it into Zechel. On the contrary, he stopped the schilling. Ela ma'atzmei nifratz ha-mikvah al-smosei v'dam loshe im ha-schilling kosher liforesh m'niyas schilling. How can we say osan zechelin? What it really means m'niyas schilling. V'eit taimei de rabreisi. According to this pshat, loy mistaber klal, loy domer lahid misarespor, kibim sham mikve kosher. He has a mikve kosher, but then started to leak. Umeneya psule, and this eliminates the schile, al yedei dovo tome. Yeiseh amize, amrinu mishil epirk, umeidim shegeideh keilim. Now, the Mishneh Vov, Gal Shemislash, Bey Aboim So, Vinof Alodom Vakilim Tir, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Bey Aboim So, Tevlinu Madbil, Madbil Mechitzim Venitzim, Vas Chameir, Hamarevet Benikim, because it's Mamish Nurevet Benikim. So even though the chlitz doesn't have him so, it doesn't matter. Because it's mamish nimot, it's either al sfosei of the chlitz. Now, this is what the Rosh means. Bishama yimrim madbilim b'chadlos. What does chadlos mean? Chadlos means made shomim, not mayim. So Bishama say that we can be teveled in made shomim. Why? Because it's mechuber. Even though the chadlos itself doesn't have memso, but it's mechuber, the continuity of water between the water and the chadlos and the other water, and together with all the traps that are connected with each other, there is memso, so it's a good feeling. But even though according to Bisila is Eimadvil, why? Because there is no actual yiruv between the water and the chadles and the water outside the chadles. But we made him which gave the Kalim the table bam. The Kalim Shigoda Bam Loyut Vol. So Mele, that's the Rai. The Rosh mentions.
There's no problem.
One second. Amrino. Vishila Tvirk. Umaidim Shagir Yakelim the table bread. Vinira Liforei Nadoksa. Neitvim shenikvul mokamechot. So also zeichel in the own geir, and he didn't, wasn't zeichel. And then he made them into zeichel. So also zeichel in lo ilicho mitve. Same with afil makel, afil kone, afil zov, izov. So same thing we makel we kone she yavru hamay mi mikve ki makel we kone him shuti glaze the afal pi shazav same shazav makel we yode pisho she ivrim is still kinem we have yose al ditar according to Rebude kinem she hamay ivrim kinem she hamay ivrim agav yode. He just used the hand to put the makel, and the water goes over the makel, and the makel is pretty great, so it's not recovered to me. The amrinom b'filid vov di pore oli kanim vali kvanim kosher v'rapiesi koma loy mi boyezav afilu toyer kidin di barke bullet to me hu lo yisne remakel. Vahid oli konim vayre kisheinon kisheneisin odam olim lei lishom I can't even see it lishom. What's that next word?
Terem.
What?
Terem.
Terem. Bo amai. Velohoyu biode. What is it? The ace. Shovu amai. All right. Then he mentions another pshat. So in other words, there are three pshat in the last halach in the mission of Neitvim Shosho Zeichlin as the machlekes between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yisi, whether he can use a makil to stop the skillet. So the Rash Pshat, the Rosh Pshat, now he mentions the Rambam Pshat.
The Rosh Pshat about Zeichlin is that only if it's really free-flowing as an end of Zeichlin, but if it's just the Nekib and the...
That's right.
So what's the criteria?
The criterion is, I mean, the Avyos al-Ritare only implies you cannot be mehaved in mikveh. For Dovah that isn't covered to me. But if the mikveh is not misaveh, is not affected, is not constituted for a medium that is mikaveh tumeh. But you use something in mikaveh tumeh to be mineya, schile, then it's all right.
Then, so it's not a sheet in Zeichel, it's a sheet in
Laviyat. That's right.
He wants to stop the Zohri.
That's
to,
right.
To make it Ashkor. He wants to make it Ashkor.
The Rambam Pirish. Hazeichlin Halne Hanoris. Vayoirin. Nimshochim in a Mayonis. Yeshlin Bimayon Choldova. Vanetvin is. Also, we see according to the Dalat of Shotim, so Netvim has reference to Nikshomim. According to the Rambam, not only Zeichlim has reference to Memayon, even Netvim has reference to Memayon. But why is one called Zeichlim, one is called Netvim? Zeichlim means if you have a Mayon on the top of the cliff, in the mountain, and then it comes dripping down. All the water, all the drops are Memayon, but they flow down in a continuous stream. Continuous stream. Netvim means you have the same thing. You have a Memayon on top of the mountain, but they flow down drop by drop, and there is no continuity between one drop and the other. So the Mishnah is saying, if the Memayon drips down in a continuous manner, then it has a din of Memayon. It's mitayav b'chol shul, it's mitayav zeichlin. But if the Memayon drip down drop by drop with the hefsek, not in a continuous manner between one drop and the other, then it has a din of mikveh, and it requires memsor in order to be mitayah, and it has to be beishbeah. So the Rambam, Pirish Hazeichlin, Ayanores, Vayerim, Hamishman, Amayanis, Yishlen, Mayon, the Choldovo, Vanetvin, Pirish Mayon, Shehu, what is it? Ho, Yeho. The Umeim of Neflin, Tipping, Limato, Vishipule Ho. The Afal Pisha is some tipis. She is some tipis. Yeades. Bimruto. Very quickly. Take a Zuahazu. Kidney Shin and Zehrin. Eloyeadin. The Hefsek. Drop by drop. There's no continuity between one drop and the other. יש להם דין מקווה ובויה סמך סור
סמך
סור ממסור ובויה ממסור ואינו מתארים בסחיל ופסויים לזובים ומצורויים ולקדש מחטס והיד רצולת in Yerbo Hanetvim Haseichlin Shechozru Lidimayon Netvim Shechozru Zeichlin Kelema Hashim Yere Yirtzel Haseisom Zeichlin Seinech Afilu Makeil Vikone Shem Kelim Kidei Sheyerdu Hamayim Derech Shom Umakeil Derech Kone Umakeil Guli Hefzik He owes Yitvul Bey, that to resolve Vizove, the Maim Chaim Minu. In other words, it's also considered Maim Chaim. Because since there is chivo between one tip and the other, the Agav, so the question is, the Agav Zov, no Katzov. Zov requires Maim Chaim. But Zoveh doesn't require Mayim Chayim.
All the Nidus
today have a din of Sofik Zoveh, so they don't require Mayim Chayim. So why does Rabbi Yisi say, Afilu Zoveh Zoveh? So he says, Avav Greir Nokat, Islav Davke, אגב זוב, נוקד זובה. תזובה ליבוי מים חיים, ואיד משמעינו רב יהודה. דלב לינטומה, פיתרה לבד, אונו מכשירים אלו מים, על אף לעניין איסה והטה. ואפילו עזובה שיעבו, עד שיתפל, שיעבו עד שיתפל, יסטיבלס בי, ומותרס לבייל, מותרס לבייל. So what did he say here? That actually replacement אפילו זוב, here in the table. But זובה is only אגב גורי. אגב גורי. But why אגב גורי? So the answer is because in the Zove there are two halachas. Zove needed, same thing. First of all, there is a dinisa levaylo, and then there is a din of tume. A nida is an alatume. She's mitame, behesed, vimage, amim, medres, and the nida is Zove. And she's a sole levaylo. So the question is, one second, a sole levaylo. So the question is it two separate halachas? In other words, the Yisrael Bailo, the Yisrael Avo, is not based upon the Tumasni, or it's based upon the Tumasni. So from this Rosh is Mashma, that even though there are two separate halachas, but the Yisrael Bailo is based upon the Tumasni. The Tumasni. Mimele, Rav Yehuda, who says, that since the making of the mikveh is not done by Dovram Kavutume, the Dovram Kavutume is only used to stop the schile. So mele in that mikveh a nide is of a mikveh, same thing can be developed and she mutters the Bible. So it's a big chiddush in this rosh, because on this point there is in Machlokes Rishonim, we discussed it last week, whether the aloche called Sveikis, we learn out from Seite that Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid is Sveiki Tome, because by Seite that it's a Shus HaYochid, not a Shus HaRonim, there aren't three people. So the question is, so Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid is Sveiki Tome, the question is, and there is aloche that Ligabe Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tome. So called one second, please, like Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tome. Please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor. Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tome. So Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tome, and called Sveiki Shati Yochel Harbis at Marbe. We don't apply the aloha of Sveiki. So there is a machlekes rishonim whether we say Svek Sveike is also Tomei Sof Birshus HaYochid or not. Thesis needed. And inside. Then, I think, the Rosh was Masik and the Rash Pshat, and then his Pshat, and then he was Masik and his Pshat too, and then he mentioned the Rambam Pshat. But at the end, he says, "Upirish ze nochem dilfi Rabbi Nishimshe lomo kerele mikshomin neitvi veid lomo tele mikshomin binikve va." Valoi, Ika Mikve, Ika Mikve, Mimei Kshomi, Hunikve, Umashei Mikshomi, Mitarim Zeichlon, Haine Kedem, Sheboli Mikve, Veid Loshna Zeichlin, Sherobal Anetvin, Luin Hire. כי הזכלים קידמו והבל לנימה בי Now let's see. Mishkonoch. Nasifne. Mikve shal mitshomim shenifrat echod miksolov. V'amayim yeitzim derech hasedek. Im zishual beinem so. Achash yeitzu ksoson shal hasedek kosha. V'im laf posl. Mishum dehav leizeichoyim v'imikum itayav v'zeichoyim. So that the psapel mechava like the shita of the Rashi. So look at the goyen, a tzaddik, king kosov atur b'shem Arosh, shon, Arosh, no, Arosh, v'af shesos hashom pirish Arash, because of the lishnes neitzim, is not mashma that way. All right, but still the mechava passes like it. That, so in. In Israel, binem so achash yitzu kosan shiva sedek kosher. But in love, but suppose the sedek is relatively low in the kesel. So after all the leakage, all the water will leak out. So there will be less than them. So left is possible because it's immediately nischal. So it's considered right now kilun nischal. Then, so there's the Rashi. The Rama says, "V'yesh machmirim, afilu im yishuarum em soad asedek." Even if the sedek is relatively high in the world, v'yesh lochesh livreim lichatchile listim asedek. To v'shem v'shemrim v'rash v'shiosef v'shem. V'chol ze davke v'mikve shen bo v'mayon avo v'mibo v'mayon in lochosh l'shkolosho because mayon is mitaya v'zeichon v'nitzias ha'mayon kor v'zeichon elo k'shen chizlon v'mikve avo k'sheyitzin yad v'chizlon shom v'mikve s'chile. Now, v'mibo liste v'machaba ha'sede k'dei sh'yisharu b'imem so so v'paskon ha'kabeisi lo yistei meisei v'yodei v'loi v'chol dovar ha'mikadol tum. That's a Mishneh of Rabbi Yis. But then he says, v'yeish mi shemati el listei v'chol dovar she'mikadol tum. So, so that's like the Shittas Rambam. Because when does Rabbi Yis say you cannot stop the schile only if you use something that eliminates the schile. But in the case where the mikveh was a mikveh kshero, and then they developed a schile, so then it's not considered haviyoson al deitume because it's only mineya. This what is considered to come within the requirement of Aviosna Litare only if the Hisavus Amitve is done al Lidovo that is in Kavutum. So that's the other Shite, the Yeshmi Shemati al Listing, the Holdovo Shemikavutum. Nikaf Sifnunar, Nikaf Amitve Umeim of Litvi Miat Miat. Oinivloim v'karke miyat miyat kosher lifishin schiloson keres. So there's the psak v'mechaber that schiloshin keres is no psul. That's the Rashbun's
tarak. By a mikvah, by megishamim.
That's right. Is no psul. There's the Rashbo shitin shahamayim and there's the psak of the mechaber and Ramo. But who is machmir? Who is machmir that even schile shein keles also passes the mikveh? Right. There's the goy. Divrei hamechaber tmuyim. They do hamechaber tmuyim. All right, so the reason as to why we are machmir because of the goyinship. Goyinship. But according to the Mechaber and the Ramor, Srilish Mikeres is does not puzzle the mitzvah. As a matter of fact, until the Second World War, so most mikvois had the Srilish Mikeres and no one raised the issue. I mean, Rav Tzvi Gorzhensky was the first cousin of Chaim Eizer, and he was a real gadol. He wrote the Sefer HaMikvois. He was moderate, and even in New York, I remember that they were matter such mikvois. But after the Second World War, so of course, no mikveh that has a schiller, even a schiller, sheni keres, is used for tefillah.
That's when Hungarians came in.
Hungarian, not only Hungarian. All kinds of Jews.
Mikvayim has a strong kind of thing. So the Rosh was only the Shikasai.
That's right.
He doesn't like the Rosh. Yeah. It's a strong kind of thing.
That's right. Sif Nun Beis. Habole Arev Mikve Posel Choser in Mikve Kosher Lachshir. If somebody wants to be Arev a mikvah posel or choser by joining it to mikvah kshero, lachshe oishe shneim chaser and kshere, but two mikvahs of chofso, and he wants to join them into one mikvah, ubol avom lachshiron into one mikvah, so then the neket for which the water from one mikveh goes into the other mikveh has to be kishveres anit. Tzorich shei nekev shebineir rochav kishveres anit. Vikiluach hamayim yekerei chavanek. What does the Ramon mean by that? Because after all, he says that the nekev has to be roch kishveres anit. So doesn't that imply that the mind that come out so should be kishveres aneit? The answer is no, it's not so poshut, because Rav Natam says the nekef has to be kishveres aneit, but the mind is enough even tefeach latfeach. Of course, if it's less than tefeach latfeach, it doesn't have shemash. So there is a very good piece in the Chiddush Agris. What's the pshat, the nekef? What's the importance? What chivas does the Negev have as a souvenir? I mean, what's the significance of the Negev Shveres HaNeid if water less than Shveres HaNeid goes through? Shveres HaNeid goes through. So Ravel says, because Ravel, the Chiddush agrees, the pshat is that if there is a Negev, Shveres HaNeid, so suppose the top level of the water would reach the nekev, then it will go through. So mele there is chibo. But if the nekev is less fascinating, so even when the top level of the water will be very high, it will still not go through from one to the other. So mele it's not considered chibo, it's not considered as one mitzvah. But there are more paskins, the mechaber are more paskins, not like a matam. That not only does the nekev have to be kishveres aneid, but the mind that goes through the nekev also has to be kishveres aneid. And suppose it's not kishveres aneid because the top level of the water is beneath the nekev, so he has to raise the level of water so that they will go through from one into the other. ולאחר שנסרב הפוסל עם הכושר, אפילו רגע, נשאל אילם בהכשר. In other words, the atul ishen is Rabbi Yeruchem. Suppose you join the two mikvois through a naked shveres aneid, and then it's severed, the chibur is severed. Is it good? So that the Rav Yeruchem has two lishenis. So Sifk the Rashach in Sif Kotun Kufi Veis, Leilam Bechir, the Rabbi Ruchem Kosaf Shinistapkon Forsh, in Nisha Hashol Bechir, as long as for one moment it was Gishveras and Eid, we Pidin Shinistam Hanekev, Chizeir, we Psulik Batriva. And not to rely on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that if for one moment there was water coming, pishveras and it coming out, so it becomes one mitzvah. Now, the Rosh says something that is in between the first Loshen Rabbi Yeruchem and the second Loshen Rabbi Yeruchem.
Yes. It'll be easier to use this Gemara.
Okay. Perik vov of mikvois mishneches. Mitarin es ha mikve oelim na tachtel vi orochit na koriv keitzat mi visilin shal cheres ui shal iver u maniach yodov tachtov ad shuhu mismali mayim u meishchei u mashikei afilu kisaro dai. Afilu kisaro dai, even though it's less than shveres anit. So the Rosh says, Mitarin es a mikve oelim natacht. Gegen schnee mikvois, schein dim di shipu aro, um mei visilein vinesi reiche echot belli, bring the pipe, and one cup is belli, vi reiche echot bitachti. U vitzad oelim yi asilein bisech amai, כי פועה עשילה עם יהיה כשהיא עושה, כשהיא יספלה למטו, יגיע תחת. Once the upper end of the ceiling is filled up with water, then it runs down to the lower mikveh. יגיע תחתי סוי, מצד העליין, במים שבעליין, וכשמסכיר לה מים, לורדס מן המקווה או העליין לתחתי, יניח יודי בפי, הסילין של מטו, עד שיסמלי הסילין גם למעלו, וכשיוסיה, יודוף, נמצאו שני מקוויס מחבורים, ממים ברחף שפרס הנעיד. רגע אחד. So the first moment, there is a שפרס הנעיד water connection. וכשיהודו, המים למטו ישוארו, Mushokim kisaro vidai. But it has to be even at the end, it has to remain bishastile, mushokim kisaro. What is kisaro? Kisaro means tefeach latfeach. Because less tefeach latfeach, shaloi latfeach, there's not even a shemashke, it's nothing. So the Rosh, in Rabbein Yeruchem, you have two shemes. One, the first Rosh in Rabbein Yeruchem is that if at the first original, at the very outset, there is shveras haneid connection of water, so then it's bechshir all the time. The second motion is no, it has to be maintained. The shveras haneid mayim bishas tilei. The roshite is in between. at the outset there has to be shveras anegmai, but b'shas tefila there has to be lechol apoches tefeach latfeach. What's the pshat in the rosh? I think that this rosh can be explained with what Reb Chaim says, that there are two concepts. There is a concept of a chibur, and there is a concept of iruv. Chibur means that one is mechubah to the other. But if you are mechaber, let's say, mayim shuvi, in the to the yam, to a mikveh, by means of the feach latfiach, so that means that it's mechuber, so there is a shoke. So mele the psul of shuv is poka. But if somebody will be tevel in the here to form mayim shuvi, next to the mikveh, he'll be considered as being tevel in the here to form mayim shuvi, not in the mikveh. Masheim kein iruv means that it's mamish the same thing. It's like somebody who is tevel in one corner of the mikveh, so it's considered to be tevel in every spot in the entire mikveh. So mele the roshi is, in order that one should be able to be tevel, so for one moment there has to be a din of iruv. Once it is it's murev and it's one mikveh, so mele b'shas tefila, if there is a tefeach latfeach connection, so kolam chubel mikveh ki mikveh, so it can also be tevel. But if there is not even a tefeach latfeach connection, b'shas tefila, so what avail is the fact that before it was one mikveh, now it's not one mikveh? So that's why the Rosh requires two things. Originally, there should be a Sheferes Hanayit connection, and B'shas Tefila there has to be
a
Tefeach Latfeach. Now then, yes?
What does the Sheferes Hanayit do? By having in one moment of Sheferes Hanayit, what does that
it's sound like? It's Ma'arevet with the Mikveh. It's Ma'arevet with the Mikveh. It's one Mikveh.
Defined as one Mikveh.
That's right.
But then once the Sheferes Hanayit is removed, it no longer is one Mikveh.
No,
it becomes one mikveh, so it's one mikveh all the time. But why is it one mikveh? But provided that it is mechubah to the mikveh, that has mitzvah. But suppose there is not even at the time of the tefillah a tefiach latfiach connection, so then it's not mechubah to the mikveh. So how can the tefillah be good? In the mayim where he is stable, there isn't mayim shuvi.
If there wouldn't be a tefeach latfeach, then the mayim would revert to mayim shuvi.
It means it would cut off altogether.
No, it wouldn't become back mayim shuvi because the shem shuv was poka. But you could, if more rain comes down, and then after the rain comes down, so there is mayim shuvi, then you could be there.
So, what? In other words, Tofeach Latfeach is just necessary in order to
make it tribal.
To give it a Shem Mikvah.
That's right.
In order to be Mamshach the Shem Mikvah. Right.
But it's a Mikvah of Chofso. It's not a Mikvah. Once the Sheferes Hanayit is severed, so it's not a Mikvah of Memso, it's a Mikvah Kshir of Chofso.
So even if from the very outset there would only be a Tofeach Latfiach, that would remove the Shem Shov. It's just that the mikveh requires the Shem Mikvah.
It would remove the Shem Shov, and if it will start raining and there will be Mem Shov, we'll be able to take it.
So the Sheferes Hanayit is required in order to be Meichel a Shem Mikvah by.
Let's say it was just 20, so there wasn't Mayim Shuvim. Let's say the case of the Rosh was just the simple. It doesn't say the Mishnah Chesed was talking about Mayim Shuvim, it was just the regular 20 sol. So okay. If a simple 20 sol mayim didn't have a Chalashi Mikvah Chaser yet, in other words, we need.
No, if there is the Tefeach Latfeach, so it would have Memso. It would have Memso. Now, the Mechaber, Sova. Ulachash and Sarva, Psu, Imakoshen. אפילו רגע, מי שעלילון בהכשיר, אפילו ניסתם הנקף האחיל. Now then he says, כל שיאמית כשפרס הנאית, ממעטי, אפילו דובו שהוא מפריע סמי. If something fills up the nekev, and mele it doesn't allow shifaras hanayit water to go through, some mele, that interrupts the year of the chibur, everything. Afil dovar shun priyas hamayim, sofil kim hanekev oher shifaras hanayit. In laf post, now that's the aloche of the ravyo, that we discussed already. Im yesh nikovim dakim harbe, mitzparfim luch shifaras hanayit. Suppose there isn't one single nekev kishveras hanayit, but many nekevim. So then they are mitzura. Only im amikva echo cholem v'abeis chosa. So, what's the pshat? But if both are chaserim, then only one single nekev kishveras hanayit can be mechava. But there is no tzil. There's a ravyo. And the Mishuchon Aruch paskens like Ravyo. So what's the pshat in Ravyo? So also, I think, on the basis of Reb Chaim's Lombus, that there are two concepts. There is a concept of Chibo and there is a concept of Yov. So insofar Chibo is concerned, there is Yov. Insofar as Yov is concerned, so only one Nekev Kishveras Hanayit is married. But there is no Yov. Then the Amo says, "Umuta lachke yom mikve b'salano v'lidvimbo afal pi she'im bo memso to arech al chulim schachares v'hoil v'usomuch no v'onureim achal chulim shebneim sh'abayim sh'amayim boim minano derech achilchu d'haynu min kovim datim shebikar kehavachim." So in other words, there's the Ravyo Shite. Mordechai, Bishem Ravyo, that in order to be Mechaveya, the Mayim, in two mikvois, so there is Silf. If one mikve is Shleimo, and the other mikve is Chasir. However, if both mikvois, so,
Achoseya,
Achaseirim, so then, in order to mechaver two mikvois chaserim, so we need one single nekev of shveras hanayit, but there is no tzilf. Avol im shneim chaserim, einan kovim adakim mitzdarfon shveras hanayit. V'hoadim im cholak mikve bisaloi bisak. So in Meishio Mikve Mitzadechot Posse. Because Salo is Sak, so every pore in the Salo or the Sak is very little. But together, they add up to Yishveras Hanayit. So there is no Tzilf of small Mikovi in case of Shneim Chasir. Only in case of one mikveh sholem and one mikveh chosam. Now, I mentioned it several times, the Chacham Tzvi, and then the Pisre Tshuve mentions the Chacham Tzvi, Lamed Ches, Nikovim Daki. I am Mishal Jechubes Chacham Tzvi, Sinemen, Shechirik Alzeh, גם בספר לבוש ישרות, אוי שחרש ובוב, הלך לאחר כך, בקוס עכשיו, שמייסי כזו כבר הוי הבירי של כבי נורים, הרב החוסי, רב משום פייב שלי וזל, במקווה ימי וסענו, וידוע בוודאי שהמיים שבמקווה, נבי מן הנוער ההוא, כי תומי צ'ובה גבר מהנוער וגבר מהמקווה, ופעם אחת, עיר השירות שרופו נוסק לו, ואין נריקים המים ממנו בכל ביקה, כי אז הסלחתם שם, והמים הולנדים לא מענו אותו היי, ועוד מזה לא היו Derab Yisecho Adayin Memso Virotso Chachmiri Laatir Little Yisecho Al Pian Shchono Vagoyish Ramoshe Gitan Vihuza Losa Vyotza Adova Biso Shel Little Bo Calls Man Shein Bo Memso because there is no self even if we want to be Mechare in Mitzarev Mechaber a mikve chaser or to mikve shleim va'afilu b'de'evet l'olso l'tfile un'v'yashon she'posul ha'mikve hazeh she'psul ha'mikve hazeh is if there is no single nekef esharas ha'neid me'abotan now again the Shonoch Paskins ha'bo le'hachshe Mikve Shov, mi Mikve Shovin, Sheini Shov, Afal Pishini Masike, not Kishver's Maid, Elo Kisaro. Kisaro means the fear of fear, Vafil Eime Ashoker Rein Neav, Vidavke Bipsu Shive Shimi Rabon, Avo Bipsu de Raise, Bin Shver's Maid. That's Thomas Adeshen, the Rashmi toys. So the Rashmi toys. But Reb Chaim explains the Rash. After all, how could, in other words, even less than Tefillat Fiyah. The Rash says Tefillat, even less than Tefillat Fiyah. So how could less than Tefillat Fiyah be Mechaber? So Reb Chaim says that when is it necessary to have a chibur for Tefillat Fiyah? When they are not mechuba by themselves, let's say in this case, so in other words, they are not mechuba by itself. In other words, it's in an even level ground. So then, I mean, when it's katafras, when it's or there is a mechitza between them. So even though it's an even level ground, but since there is a mechitza, there is a mafsik. So it's not one mikveh by itself. But suppose it's an even level bound, there is no mechitzah. So, and there is moisture to feyach, but not to feyach latfiyach. So then it is kosher even without the feyach latfiyach. Because we don't have to resort to any mind to be mechal. Only when there is a mechitzah. So then, it's not one mikveh by itself, but if there is the feyach latfiyach, so then it becomes one mikveh. That's all.
Who says that?